So because this is Mission Trip Sunday, we are going to have the opportunity to hear from some of the members of this year's mission team, those who traveled to Coatesville, Pennsylvania, for what was our 10th mission trip. So first we're going to hear from Barbara Bickle, who is going to share two of the scripture readings that were part of the mission trip devotional this year. One is from the Gospel of John, John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35, and then James chapter 1, 22 to 25. And after she finishes sharing those scripture readings, we're going to hear from three members of the mission team who will share their personal reflections with us. First, we'll hear from Chris Sands, and then Jean Volpe, and then Rebecca Bicknell. So Barb, I invite you to come forward.
John 13, 34 to 35. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. James 1, 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in the mirror. For they look at themselves and going away immediately forget what they are like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doings.
Well, good morning, everyone. So great to see everybody. While I share a few reflections about our homeowner, Susan, I'm hoping you will receive a glimpse of how this experience impacted not only her living space and heart in extraordinary ways, but how also the hearts and spirit of all our Old South Union team members were greatly impacted. Team Susan, as we named ourselves, was a multi-generational group of eight Old South Union members. It included our fearless leader, Daryl and Barbara Bickle, chefs extraordinaire, Brian Bicknell and Pat Riddle, adoring dad and daughter duo, Kevin and Reese Lally, yoga guru Tony, and myself. Susan is a single, intelligent, industrious, proud, and hardy mid-60-year-old woman. She purchased her home approximately 30 years ago when, as per her words, if she didn't escape the bad situation she was in, she would end up a victim on some version of 48 hours or a 2020 episode. She knew the house had plenty of potential, but the years and upkeep got away from her, and her home fell into great despair. Day one, as we piled into the Bickle van, it headed off on the 15-minute commute to Susan's house while we were sharing along the way the road with many a horse and buggy and farm equipment none of us had ever seen before. Reese nailed it in saying it looks like some kind of gigantic Lego toy or something out of a scary movie. When we drove down the long dirt road, skirted on one side with a car wreckage yard and the other with a beautiful plain of rolling grass, we were beyond shocked at what we saw. The house roof looked far beyond anything that could be considered anywhere near remotely safe. It sagged and buckled in ways you can't even imagine. The barn beside the house had a roof that had already collapsed in and had pieces of wood dangling from above. Susan, later in the week, showed us a video of the many buckets she would need to maneuver whenever it rained. Her living space, the kitchen, her little bedroom, all would get drenched unless she moved these buckets around. She also shared that in the winter, she would sleep in her car whenever there was a heavy snow for fear of the roof falling in on her. So now enters Good Works and our team. Good Works is the organization that Old South Union partners with to accomplish the goal of repairing homes and restoring hope. We knew we had our work cut out for us. "Tomorrow needs you" was the quote on the signage posted throughout Coatesville. It was meant to encourage the town people not to give up on themselves, but it was also a message that helped us understand and so appreciate our homeowner, Susan. Here are some of the virtues and lessons and reminders Susan provided for all of us. Patience. Susan had waited more than 3 years to obtain assistance from Good Works to help restore her home. Susan showed patience when she explained she only receives TV reception from her satellite in winter when there are no leaves. The rest of the year, she's content to watch PBS on her cell phone. Susan exhibited joy. She would be seen with tears streaming often and easily as she witnessed her home being totally transformed. Susan exhibited goodness, gentleness, and love. She proudly cared for and operated a cat sanctuary with more than 26 cats that she adored. She had cataloged and published a pamphlet of all the cats, their personalities, their medical status, and which ones would actually be suitable for adoption. Susan exhibited hospitality. She got up early, went out and picked a huge bowl of wild berries and greeted us with it on day two, so happy to share what she had to offer to us. She was always offering water or for us to go in her little house to get out of the heat and out of the sun. After eating our packed lunches on a top for day one, we were pleasantly surprised to see that Susan had gathered some old buckets and crates that served as our dining seating area, for which she enjoyed eating bagged lunches with the rest of us, oftentimes containing leftovers from a delicious meal from the night before. Generosity. Once Susan heard the number of children Daryl and Barbara had, she wanted them to have a children's backpack that she had tucked away with nature books in it. Generosity. Susan had vintage fishing gear that she wanted Kevin and Reese to have for their fishing trips. Susan dug out of her own garden iris flowers for Pat, Tony, and myself to take home in her handmade carrying water apparatus she had made from a 3-gallon Poland Spring water dispenser. She was a real queen of repurposing items before it was ever in fashion. There's so many other more examples of love, joy, peace, hope, kindness, patience, hospitality that Susan just so naturally demonstrated to us. So yes, we were able to repair and transform her home. And yes, we did restore her hope. We had stripped the roof down to the studs and replaced 3/4 of the roof with new shingles, plywood. We removed the dilapidated windows and installed 3 big, beautiful, new functioning ones. We applied gutters and downspouts. We hand dug out a 60-foot trench along our house and constructed a French drain of sorts with stones and PVCs to direct the water to the creek, which actually ran underneath part of her house. But yes, it was Susan who reminded us how a simple, kind life can change lives. She so graciously provided us with her hospitality, love, and the opportunity to be the hands of God. We were all given the opportunity, as written in the book of Romans, to share the Lord, to share with the Lord's people. We ended our trip as we started out, holding hands with friends and family, praying for safety, and giving thanks. So now we will continue to pray and hope that Old South Union will again return next year to be a blessing and to be blessed again. I want to say many thanks to Tony, who helped me put together some insights for this reflection, and I also want to thank everybody here who, in whatever way you were able, provided the opportunity for us to go on this trip, whether it was financial or just taking up the slack at home and taking care of that dog. We really appreciate everything. Thank you.
Let's see, Chris and I are about the same height. Good morning. I am here today the experience of the other work site on the 2021 mission trip. The homeowner's name is Cindy Weller. She was as gracious, thankful, and welcoming as can be. Cindy waited patiently for over 2 years for her work to be done. Our fearless leader was Fran Shefflin, who is not able to be here today. The group included two teenagers who gave a week of their summer fun to join us. They are Emily Bickle and Sarah Bicknell. Also on the team was Suzanne Furness, Rebecca Bicknell, and myself. Rounding off the team was Bob Wilcox, who joined us for his second year. He is not a member of OSU, but is a good friend of Daryl Bickle's. Jerry, our Good Works on-site supervisor, was most helpful and instructive. At our site, we had a long list of projects to accomplish. But the first thing was a morning prayer at which Cindy joined us. She sat outside with us also during our lunch breaks, in which she got to know her better, and she graciously made a pitcher of lemonade for us every day. During the week, we completed three major projects. One was dismantling and rebuilding a new ramp. Number two, remove, prep, and install the skirting around the home. Number three, remove and replace flooring in the laundry room. We also did the following work: power wash the deck, railings, and shed, wash the vinyl siding, installed gutters and downspouts, painted the deck railings and shed, remove and replace wood on the front steps, installed new trim on the shed, dig up a few shrubs, plant three new shrubs, spread landscaping fabric and gravel. To start off with, Fran and Bob started working on the ramp while Jerry instructed the rest of us on that skirting project. Jerry taught Suzanne a skill, and then she would pass on the skill to the rest of us. Rebecca would learn it, and she'd pass it on to the rest of us as well. That process would continue for the rest of the week. Jerry or Fran would teach a skill to one of us, and we would share that technique to someone else. We also seemed to take turns pairing up with each other. Sarah and Emily painting the shed, washing the siding, Rebecca and Suzanne painting the railings and the spindles, Suzanne and I changing the screws on the shutters, Rebecca and Sarah replacing the wood on the steps, Rebecca and Bob up on the ladders installing the new leaf guard protector, and we've always got someone holding the ladders. Almost everyone helped dismantle the ramp. Almost everyone helped put up the long gutter, and almost everyone helped to measure, cut, and install new skirting around the house. And of course, everyone helped to pull out the equipment every day, put it away at the end of the day. In other words, it was a true team effort. As most of the work on the list was completed, a very special bond was formed between Cindy and the group. It is these types of beautiful bonds that allow us to come back year after year to do God's work. Cindy was super, super grateful for the work that was done to her home. She led us in prayer on that final morning of the week. A few tears were shed along with genuine hugs on that last day. And I know we will stay in touch with her, and we hope to see her again next year. Many thanks to everyone who has supported the mission trip over the years with your prayers and your financial support. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Good morning. As you all know, we didn't go on our mission trip last year due to COVID-19. The steering committee talked and discussed about some of the obstacles we may have had, like how do we social distance on the bus, and what would our sleeping arrangements look like, and how do we all have dinner together, and how would our nightly devotions happen? But most importantly, how would we most effectively do the work that God has called us to do? Those are all pieces of the trip that are so meaningful and faithful to us, and we were concerned how that would all play out. Now, fast forward to March 2021, and the steering committee had some discussion and had to make a decision whether we would be going this year. We were all in agreement that we would make it happen. With no fundraising and not a lot of time to plan, we kicked it into gear. For me personally, I couldn't wait to go. I was missing something in my life and not feeling fulfilled. Going on these mission trips have truly enriched my soul. For us, going on the trip this year, even though we were only a small group of 15, we were focused and ready to get our hands dirty and do God's will. Our day began early. We had breakfast, made our lunch, and we headed to our work site, where we prayed every day together with our homeowners, and then got right to work. After our showers, we returned to Cornerstone Church, where we shared laughter, tears, and stories of our day. Before dinner, we hold hands and form a circle. And our mission trip custom is the last person to make it to the circle has to say grace. So it can be quite comical, as there are oftentimes at least two or three people sprinting to the circle. After, our delicious homemade dinner was prepared by our beloved kitchen staff, Brian, Pat, and Barbara. Then we clean up after dinner and ready our hearts for our nightly devotions. We start off by sharing our highs and lows of the day, in which some are filled with tears and some are filled with laughter. We grow to learn so much about each other, ourselves, and our faith. And these bonds we will hold in our hearts forever. In our free time, some of us read, napped, or shared stories of our day. But on Tuesday night, instead of our annual putt-putt tournament, mini golf, we had a fierce cornhole tournament right inside Fellowship Hall at Cornerstone Church. And what better way to celebrate a sweet victory by an amazing ice cream sundae bar? Kelby, one of our Good Work site leaders, and I were crowned cornhole champions of Mission Trip 2021. Thank you very much. Even though we had a small group this year, we still accomplished great things and used our time as God would want. After coming home from this trip, I am reminded by the Spirit, even though the mission trip is over, our mission is to keep serving. As Paul tells us in Romans 12, to give our bodies to God because all he has done for us, let our bodies be a living and holy sacrifice. The kind he will find acceptable, this is truly the way to worship him. Whether we were roofing, siding, building a handicap ramp, or simply pulling weeds from a flower garden, we were working in the Spirit. You don't have to be a general contractor, carpenter, electrician, or plumber to do God's will. As Christ said in Matthew 25, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. At the end of the week, our hearts were filled. For Christ worked through us, and we were glad. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much to Rebecca and Jean and Chris for sharing your personal reflections on this year's mission trip. And as we look ahead to next summer, know that there is always room on the mission trip for new folks who want to have that experience. This year's trip was a smaller group, but I know as I look out in the sanctuary today that there are folks here who weren't on this year's trip but have been on one of our past trips. So I would invite you, if you have ever been on a mission trip, to please stand here in the sanctuary so that we can see the number of folks who have been a part of our mission teams over the years. A good number of you are here. If you're worshiping with us from home and you've been on a mission trip, leave a comment to raise your hand that way. So our mission trip family is a large family. And as we say, there is always room for more. So you can start thinking now if you want to be part of next year's 2022 mission trip. Thank you to all of you who have served in Old South's name in other places. And it is fitting that as we end our service,